Parenting in Two Languages, Picture Books Part 2. As the first month of the year, January is always a good time to reflect on traditions, and one of the best ways to do that is by learning about them from your grandparents. But grandparents aren't always close at hand. In those cases, we can then read Mottainai Grandma together with our kids. The series collects Japan's centuries of waste not, want not wisdom in getting the best out of everyday objects. The main character of this series is a grandma who is always telling her grandson he's wasting this, he can use that better. Sometimes it gets comical when she pays too much attention to detail and tries to find a use for everything. But her grandson realizes the importance of appreciating the things we have around us. Even better, Mottainai Grandma comes in a bilingual version, so we can learn the tips and lessons in two languages. In one example, the grandson says,
"When I throw away mandarin peels, she will come and say, 'Mottainai.' Dry them in the sunshine, put them in the bathtub. Mandarin peels will make you feel so good."
Here's a conversation Ellie and I had after reading these pages. Have you ever tried a bath with mandarin peels, Ellie?
No, I haven't, but I'd love to. My grandpa from Ehime Prefecture always sends a box of local mandarins, so I will definitely try it.
Would your grandma say something similar?
Actually, I had a hot yuzu bath before with Grandma.
That's nice. Was it a warm and fun yuzu bath?
Yes, it smelled really nice and felt very good.
The Mottainai books also have a page on food.
Leftover food on the plate, last grains of rice stuck to the bowl. She will come and say, "Mottainai."
Why do you think it is important not to leave any rice stuck on your bowl?
I've seen how they grow rice on my school field trips. It takes a lot of effort by many people, from the planting to harvesting. So they are very precious.
Did your grandparents ever point out things you do that are mottainai?
Yes, it's just like in the book. Splash, splash, leaving water running. She will come and say, "Mottainai."
You were actually pretty good at doing that.
I am. And I tell my grandpa mottainai when I catch him running water.
In modern society, we have big generation gaps in society and difference in our lifestyles. But we can take advantage of that, and kids can learn a lot from their grandparents.